All right, so you are relaxing one lazy Sunday in a hammock.
Ooh, me and hammocks do not have a good history.
No, you don't. You grew up, you were kind of known as like basically there were like a there's a business in town where you grew up in DuPont, Illinois. And it was called Hank's Hammocks.
What a terrible store.
It was owned. It's it was they mostly sold hammocks and hammock accessories. It was owned by this guy named Walter Wurst. There was
Why the
no
fuck is it? Why is he calling it Hanks?
just like the alliteration. So.
Also, like, how much volume are you doing in Dupo, a town of 3,000 people?
So it wasn't so much that he was selling this just to the people of Dupo. This guy, his Hank's Hammocks was known as like the place to go. If you're in the greater St. Louis area, you're good and you need a hammock, you're gonna go to that guy. If you know your shit, so like there's people who come from like all over the country to get these hammocks because they are made with, they call it the three P's: precision, plenty of hard work, and praise.
Praise.
Yeah, it's a Christian hammock business.
Oh, fuck. Okay, this is starting to clear up a little bit, actually.
Yeah, so they
Jeez.
actually have a picture up in there of like the Pope like blessing one of the hammocks. So they're like, he's like, Catholics are, idolaters, but it's a pretty good picture. The younger people work there are like, shh, stop. He's like, all right, I'm just saying.
I
So
hate this.
the way that they tested their hammocks growing up is they would pay you $15 to like lie down in one of the hammocks and like to test it essentially to make sure that it passed the Hank's hammocks test of strength and buoyancy. And so basically you would
Hank's hammocks test of strength and buoyancy.
sit down in
Jesus
them or lay
Christ.
down, and if they didn't break immediately, then they were good. But if you would rip through them, then like you'd fall through or whatever, then obviously they'd be like, fuck, we can't use that one. And they'd take the hit,
So
dude. Like
I
they.
was just a fat person who they used me solely for my weight.
You were like the standard. That's what they
I was
called
quality
you.
control.
Yeah.
Standard is what they called me.
They called you the standard.
Can this hammock withstand one Aaron Brooks?
Essentially.
Oof, man, that hurts.
Yeah, they call it the Hank Hammond standard. The seal of approval. And the
Wait,
seal.
hang on a second. So, Walter Wurst owns Hank's hammocks,
Yeah.
but Hank, that is not real, has a last name, but it's not part of the name of the store. So there's like a fictional person named Hank that Walter has created to be the
Yeah.
front man of this hammock location.
Essentially, yeah. Like,
And
and so.
his last name, the man who runs Hank's hammocks, his name is Hammond.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And so, like, it's like, oh, the Hank Hammond seal of approval. And the seal is like, it's like in the shape of like a seven pointed star.
I just can't get over this.
What do you mean?
It's just an insane idea.
Well, no, because he kind of he created this guy who's sort of like this larger than life figure. You know what I mean? And so,
And
like,
his name is Hank Hammond, and he
Hank
runs
Hammond,
Hank's Hammocks.
yes, in DuPont,
Okay,
Illinois,
all
where
right.
you are considered the standard of like weight measurement in terms of buoyancy and strength. And so, like I said, so, and it was a pretty good deal, you know, $15 for you to just sit in a fucking hammock. And they had, like, you know, pads underneath all of them. So in case on the.
Yeah, I'm not denying it's not a good deal.
Yeah.
I'll do that all day. You know, if I'm getting paid $15 a pop
yep.
to try to bust through a hammock, my specialty. Yeah.
You, one summer you saved up all like the money that you earned from it and you bought like a new bike.
Bicycle.
Yeah. You, like one day you like you got it, you brought it home. You're just like so fucking psyched. You know what I mean? You're like, finally, you always wanted a jet black racer. Was the name of the bike that you got. You think about all those Hammonds or all those hammocks that you sat in that summer. You think of all the times that you fell straight through. And like as the
How
summer
many times did I fall straight through?
As the summer went on, it started happening more and more.
Why?
I don't know. And so you fell through 45 times that summer.
Oh, man. How many hammocks?
110. So
Ooh, that's not a good record. That
No.
seems like an awfully high amount of hammocks that I'm busting through.
Yeah. And like they kind of like by the end of like the summer, you could tell that they were getting a little annoyed with you.
Why me?
Because every time you rip through them, they have to like do it over again.
Yeah, but why? Okay, but why are they making it right? Why are they putting this on me? I'm merely a unit of measurement.
Well, because there's a lot of pressure on these guys to get this right. Like the thing about Walter Wurst
right.
is that he is not fucking around. Like he created this larger than life persona, Hank Hammonds, but Walter Wurst does not fuck around.
Then they need to do it right the first time. Like it's not my fault that
right.
this thing is breaking.
But every time it does, like hell is like brought down upon these people.
Well,
not to
well,
you, like they don't do it when you're around necessarily. You know what I mean? But you can tell that when you
that
walk
sucks.
into their factory, there are a lot of stares of resentment.
I mean, that's like 40%.
Yeah.
It's such a high number, man. And I'm making like 10 grand over the summer to do this, it sounds like.
Yeah. And so you do that. By the end
This
of the
cash?
By the end of the summer, the other workers there started calling you
Come on.
The Hammond killer.
That's...
And they came up with like lore about you and stuff. Like it's all just a joke or whatever.
Yeah, it's a fucking hilarious joke when my job is just to be fat.
And so that summer you got yourself that like that jet black racer car, or sorry, bicycle. And it was like your first like big purchase. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first day that you bring it home, you jump on the bike and you start to pedal up the steepest hill in Dupo. The kids in the neighborhood called it, like as a joke, they called it Mount Dangerous.
Yes.
Because it was like the steepest, highest hill in Dupo. And you were just like cranking those fucking feet, trying like struggling up that fucking hill. And like every year you said to yourself, this is the year that I'm finally going to get to the top of Mount Dangerous. And God damn it, Aaron, this is the fucking year. You are moving those, like I said, pumping those little feets of yours.
Ugh.
As you get to the top of the hill, you see like the sunrise. You get to the top of it, and like for a second, you realize that you're on the top of Mount Dangerous and you can see all of Dupo. And you think to yourself, like, I'm seeing my entire world right now.
And I'm doing this pre-dawn.
Yeah.
I'm making this trek.
A pre-dawn bike ride. You didn't want anyone to see if you failed again. The
right.
you get to the top of the hill, and the bike is hit with lightning and like
Great. Are you fucking
disintegrates,
kidding me?
and then you fall on your bottom and you go, "Oh, my bottom."
Humiliating.
You kind of like remember that as you're relaxing in this hammock. You haven't thought about Walter Wurst and Hank Hammond in a very, very long time.
But here I am
Relaxing.
in a hammock of all things.
You're just you're feeling pretty good, man. You know? You
I'm good.
you just got back. There's a new restaurant in town that you've been like really digging lately.
Yeah, what's it called?
Normally you go to this place called Grendel's Local Pizza, where it's like this pizza place, but they also have like, you know, subs, you know, meatball subs. They have like several different types of meatball sub there. However, they kind of had like an issue with the city, so they've been like,
Wait, they have several different versions of a meatball sub.
yeah, they have three types of meatball sub.
What are they?
There's the regular, which they actually, like, kind of not ironically enough, but kind of oddly enough, they call it the standard. They have the standard. They've got one that's called the spicy meatball, where
Oh.
it's a meatball sub, but it's just like it is packed to the gills with jalapenos.
Oof.
Yeah, and the meatballs are soaked in Frank's Red Hot before like they're sauced up more with the marinara sauce and put on the actual bun.
Man,
So
no,
there, yeah.
that's not for me.
There's the standard. There's the that's a spicy meatball,
No thanks.
and there's the Philly. Essentially, it's like a chicken or rather a Philly sandwich. You know what I mean?
Like a
Except
Philly
like
cheesesteak,
a
but
Philly
with
cheesesteak.
meatballs.
A Philly cheesesteak with meatballs. Yeah.
Okay.
So
Interesting.
normally you would like go there, you know, for it's been a local favorite in the neighborhood for a very, very long time.
Okay.
But there was, I guess, some kind of like permit problem or something. You never really get the full story. So, but luckily there's a place that opened just around the corner. It's like a pasta place called Slurp City.
Oh, that Slurp City.
Slurp City. And you know how on top of like or rather outside of like bars or restaurants or just businesses, they'll have like the LED lights where it's like they'll like have it like one light up, then the other light up, then one and it makes it look like it's like a figure moving back and forth, you know
Yeah,
what I
yeah,
mean?
yeah, yeah,
So
yeah.
what it is it's a guy like slurping spaghetti out of a bowl,
Yeah.
and then the next one that comes up, it's just him with like an orgasmic grin on his face.
Oh, gross.
Some people say that there's like a third thing that pops up, but you've never seen it. So you,
Is there a third thing?
I mean, people say there is. Like, there's some people who go like, "Oh yeah, if you go outside of Slurp City, there's an urban legend lately that's popped up that if you go
Oh, just
out,
lately, just popping up.
yeah, because it's like a new place. This new urban legend popped up where if you go
That's how urban legends work, man.
where you
I
go
think they don't
to,
just like pop up because a new business arrived.
well, some I mean, hey man, tell it to the neighborhood because there are people are talking, and
All
like there's
right.
some people who say if you go outside of Slurp City at 12:01 and you like synchronize your blinks so that every time you blink and like open your eyes, it's him slurping.
Yeah.
If you do that 5 times, you see the face of Metatron, the voice of God.
So you're like edging yourself.
I mean, I guess.
You know?
Yeah. So basically, you only see the one. So you
Yeah,
do
you
it.
never see the coming one.
No. You never see the orgasmic grin of the LED display. All you see is
The
this guy.
sacrifice it takes.
Yeah. Slurp City. I mean, you've never done it, you know, you don't know anyone who has, but that, you know, that is like an urban legend about it. So you're sitting there just content as fuck in this hammock, your belly filled with the Slurp City's like main dish.
Yeah, what's that?
It's called Pasta 3000.
Dude, I mean, that sounds like exactly like something I would get.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm like, am I a single man at this point in my life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then yeah, 100%.
You've become kind of like a regular.
Well, what is Pasta 3000? It might not be all that bad.
Pasta 3000 is they take every pasta shape that they have.
This is fucking already off to a terrible start. You told me one piece of information, and this is already off to the fucking awful start.
What do you mean? They go, this is the future of pasta. They take, so it's like, you know, they got, you know, the ziti, they got the fucking, you know, all of them, the every shape that there is, those like
elbow,
the corkscrew thing, the elbow, the shells,
rigatoni,
yeah, all of this different stuff,
muscaccioli,
a few that you've never even seen before.
Sure.
One of them actually does look like the face of Metatron.
I don't know who the fuck that is, Pat. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to look at a face and go, oh, fuck, is that Metatron? Is that Metatron? I wouldn't recognize Metatron on sight. Let's just say that.
You think that, but when you look this fucking piece of pasta in the eyes, or when you did that day,
what the fuck does that even mean?
You felt the voice of God inside yourself.
Jesus Christ.
It was a very intense piece of pasta. So basically, like I said, so it's every type of pasta shape that they have in house, and they make it with meat sauce. And so you have.
Wait, that's all it is? It's just meat sauce and like, it's like all the scraps of what they couldn't make into like a regular order of rigatoni or ziti or whatever. They just threw it all together in one fucking pile with everything else and served it on its own.
The pasta
with meat sauce.
Yeah.
How big of a portion are we talking here?
It's so the thing about Slurp City is that they do not skimp on the portions. That's like a big part of their like marketing.
It sounds like it's going to be the worst pasta and the worst sauce imaginable. If it's going to be a huge portion, it can't be like.
Well, they make every single order like to like they make everything to order when you order it. This isn't stuff that's just like sitting around.
So is it good?
Aaron, it's the best dinner that you've ever had in your fucking life.
Oh, great. Then I love this place. I love it. Give me a pasta 3000 right now.
So you're hanging out in your hammock, just enjoying, you know, a post-dinner hammock sesh. You've set it up outside of your apartment where you're like 50 feet in the air, like suspended between.
Oh, no. There's no way I do that.
Between these redwoods.
There's no fucking way I'd do that. Yeah. I want to be close to ground. Dude, I've broken so many hammocks in my life. I'm not going to put one 50 feet up in the air. I've seen how fragile they are.
Yeah, but this hammock has been personally insured by the CEO of Lanalax Insurance.
It doesn't matter. They can insure all they fucking want to. 50 feet, I'm going to, on my fucking back, I'm going to die. I'm a dead man, or I'm paralyzed forever at minimum.
Why?
And then my life is ruined.
So it's ruined, hammock. Pat. It's a hammock, but it's like, it's not, it's made of like, you know, industrial.
I don't care.
Rope.
I'm not doing it. I'm not getting 50 feet up in the air with a hammock. I've broken too many hammocks. I've seen too many failure points.
Right.
I know too much of the game. I've seen how the sausage is made. I don't want any part of that 50 foot hammock.
But here's
leave
the
me
deal
on the
with
ground.
This. Like I said, it is industrial strength rope, but it is as soft as the head of a newborn.
Ugh. Jesus.
Sometimes you'll find yourself like falling asleep like on this hammock as soft as, you know, the head of a newborn. And sometimes, like, when you're in that weird space where you're not quite asleep and not quite awake,
fun zone.
Yeah, the fun zone, you feel like you're lying on top of a bunch of, you know, like on a bunch of heads of like babies.
Oh no, I don't like this
for
at
just a
all.
second, but it's not, obviously, it's just rope. So you're suspended 50 feet in the air.
I don't want to be up that high.
And so you're you set an alarm. You had set an alarm rather early, for, you know, 2:00 or so.
Wait, I'm like, sleeping up there?
No, you set an alarm because you had an appointment that day, or you had set an alarm because you had an appointment to get your palm read.
Oh Lord.
There's
Why am I doing this?
So it's actually like a first date.
Oh man.
You have been chatting, you've been on a dating app. You're on this dating app called Only the Lonely. And you matched with this woman. Her name is...
Wait, is this a Roy Orbison themed dating app?
No, not really, but a lot of people kind of as a joke have started dressing like Roy Orbison in their dating profile things. Like, there's at least one photograph on most people's. Like, it's kind of become like a bit.
Oh,
so
God.
you're
Well,
on the
this
Only
sucks.
Lonely dating service, and you end up matching with this woman named Sandra Knight. And you she's, you know, interested. She goes, like the reason that we're kind of into this woman the first time is
I'm into
that
this.
that's what you kind of thought when you were talking to her the first time, because she describes herself as like, I'm a student of the world. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to learn about new things and enrich my brain. Like, I love going to museums and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm also interested in the esoteric arts. And you're like, holy shit. And so kind of as a goof, you go, because you guys are planning, you know, on meeting up, and then you go, hey, how about we meet up and get our, you know, our palms read?
Wait, this was my idea?
Yeah, you said it as a joke, but she was like, you know what? I'll take you up on that, Aaron. She goes, I know just the place.
Home turf. For her.
She takes you to see this person who does, like, you know, and it's a very theatrical thing. There's a crystal ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like a really old lady who's the, you know, the whatever, the sorceress or whatever. And so you guys go in, and she says, you know, hi to Sandra. And then she looks up and she goes, and you must be Aaron Brooks. And you're like, holy shit, how did she know? And then, like, you forgot you're wearing a, your shirt says Aaron Brooks.
Great. Why? Why am I wearing a shirt with my own name on it?
Because it's like merch that never sold. And so,
yeah, but
and
I wouldn't wear my own merch out to a fucking first date.
Well, you fucked up your laundry day. And so, like,
oh, okay, I did. Yeah.
Everything is in the wash right now,
man,
except for, you know, this.
My own merch.
Yeah. And so you kind of look down and you go, oh, right. And she goes, remember, I read palms, not minds. And you all laugh. So you guys sit down. She reads Sandra's palm first. And she kind of says, you know, she's just kind of says some, you know, vague bullshit. But you kind of see, like, Sandra's kind of like really, like, even though it's obviously a goof, you can see that she's kind of like buying into what this lady's saying. You know what I mean?
She's into this.
Yeah. After that, you know, she gets up, it's your turn, you sit down, and you know, the woman, she starts like rubbing your palm. And then she looks down and she goes, oh, that's interesting. And she looks up at you and she says one word: midnight.
Yeah.
She goes, sorry, I'm not really certain what came over me there. I'm gonna go grab some water real quick. Are you guys thirsty or anything?
And then how about you tell me what you fucking said? You said, oh, that's interesting.
She goes, oh yeah, give me one sec.
What the fuck?
Walks into the
This
next
is
room. She walks
God
into the
damn it.
next room, and then you hear the sound of like a gun going off. Like she just blows it.
Jesus Christ. Are you fucking serious? Did she already charge me? Or was this a pay at the end scenario?
No, she actually charged you twice by accident.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's gonna take so long to get that refund back.
So you're kind of like, that was kind of strange. And so it
Yeah,
kind of like.
it's kind of fucking strange. We were witness to a suicide, Pat. I mean,
Kind of
we
like
didn't see her pull the trigger, but we heard it from the other room.
it kind of ruins the the date. So you go
God
home
damn it.
and you're kind of tired, and it's and it is getting
Yeah, I'm
kind of
probably
late.
fucking exhausted, Pat. I witnessed a psychic kill themselves after they read my palm and cryptically told me they would be right back without telling me what they saw. And then they read my palm and then immediately left and blew their brains out. I'm fucking exhausted.
So you walk into your room and you look down at your watch and it's 11:59. You open the door to your room and standing there
God damn it.
are three figures. They go, one of them goes, "Hello, Aaron. I'm the Midnight Madman."
I don't give a fuck.
The other guy, the one in the
Yeah,
middle
I say, get
goes.
the fuck out of my room. Get out of my house. I've
They're
had the
all.
longest day in my life. The last thing I want to do is deal with any of this dumb bullshit. The Midnight Mangler? Is that
So
what?
the Midnight Madman, they're all wearing like trench coats. So you can't, it's kind of hard to see their face, but he goes, "I'm the Midnight Madman." The one
Say,
next to
are
him,
you going to kill me or not?
they go, "No." The next one goes, "I'm the Midnight Stranger." And the third
Hate
one
this.
says, "And I'm the Midnight Rambler." And then they all say at the same time, "And we are the Sons of Midnight." Dong.
There's a gong that just goes off somewhere in the distance.
Well, it's like, the midnight. They strike midnight.
Oh.
You have a big grandfather clock that goes on after it hits midnight, it goes a dong like that.
Hey, go get the fuck out of here.
There you go.
I'm the midnight sleeper, and I'm ready to go to bed. Leave me alone.
The Midnight Stranger goes, "You don't even want to know why we're here?"
No, you fucking showed up in my room. I could witness somebody kill themselves. A lady read my palm and immediately went and blew her brains out in the next room.
They go, "Yeah, don't you think we're here to kind of talk to you about that?" The Midnight Rambler goes, "Hey man, we're just here to help you out, Daddy-o."
I'm infuriated when I hear him say that. I will get the fuck out of my house. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. It's midnight. This is the last bunch of bullshit I want to be a part of. You call me Daddy-O? Get the fuck out of my house.
He goes, "Not cool, man."
I go, it's not cool to just show up in somebody's room unannounced. How'd you get in here? No, I don't give a fuck. Just get out. Get out and leave me alone.
They all just kind of like look at each other and like shrug. They all walk into your closet and like you just hear like a whoop, and they're gone.
Good fucking riddance. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You can't just show up at people's houses and expect them to fucking play ball and
Yeah.
then call me Daddy-O and be mad that I didn't go along with it? Fuck you. Midnight jack-offs.
And you kind of think that to yourself. You're like, and you go, "Yeah, these guys are the Midnight Jackoffs." And then you think, and then you suddenly stop and you go, "Speaking of which," you turn around to, and head back to your bed to masturbate. And when you turn around, standing there is a man.
Fuck, are you?
He is without a doubt the baldest man that you have ever seen in
God
your
damn it.
fucking life. There is not even a like an atom of hair on this guy's head. You have a feeling like there never has been. His eyes are like blue at midnight. Midnight blue, you think to yourself. They're sort of like, they remind you of like chips of ice from like a giant iceberg, you know? Except most icebergs aren't razor sharp. He smiles at you. He's got like several rows of shark teeth. However, the thing that is most striking about this guy is the suit that he's wearing.
Yeah.
It is crisp as fuck. It is the sharpest suit that you have ever seen in your life. You think to yourself, like, that's not a suit. That's plunder.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
He says to you, hello, Aaron. My name is Ice Bones Jones.
Yeah.
Head of communication for the Lanalax Corporation.
Yeah.
He said, you should listen to the Sons of Midnight.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And then
Are
he crushes your head between his
God
hands.
God damn it. God damn it. I did not deserve that. I did not deserve any of that. I did not deserve a single moment of that.
He crushes your head and
fuck
you
him.
Die instantly.
Yeah, that's how heads work.
Yeah.
They get crushed, you die.
You don't even have a moment to react. You honestly don't even realize that you're dead.
Well, good riddance. Fuck this. This has been awful. This has been awful.
Why?
They break my palm. They break my palm, and then they went and killed. She killed herself.
And then these guys showed up. You didn't ask them any questions. You just kicked them out immediately.
Yeah, because it was fucking midnight, and I'm tired. And I want to jack off and go to bed. And now I got to sit here and listen to these dickheads.
They were there to
break
warn
into my
you.
Room.
But you were killed by Ice Bones Jones because he refused to engage.
Fuck, it sucks.